Summary of Rights and Responsibilities for SNAP and CASH Programs. Application Processing Timeframes. Your caseworker has 30 days to make a decision about your case. Some households may qualify for their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program application to be processed within 24 hours or 7 days, based on the household circumstances. You will receive an eligibility determination notice after a determination is made on your application by the county agency. Please review the notices carefully. Each letter will contain contact information for your local office if you have any questions. State hearings. You have the right to request a county conference and a state hearing. If you disagree with the action taken on your case to request a county conference, you should contact your county JFS office. A county conference is a meeting between you and your representative of the county agency who may settle the issue quicker than a state hearing. You may also request a state hearing by submitting the state hearing request form that is attached to your eligibility notice. At the state hearing, a hearing officer will listen to your testimony and determine if you have a case and it was completed correctly. You can email bsh@jfs.ohio.gov and in the subject line put state hearing request. In the message, include your name, case number, and reason for requesting a hearing, or attach a copy of the completed state hearing form. You can request electronically, turning in the hearing request online through the Bureau of State Hearings Share portal at hearings.jfs.ohio.gov/share. You can log into the Share portal using your case ID and password to turn in your request. You can also mail the attached state hearing form to the Bureau of State Hearings to P.O. Box 182-825, Columbus, Ohio 43218. You can submit a form through the phone at ODJFS Consumer Access Line at 866-635-3748 or through fax at 614-728-9574. Additional information on state hearings is found in the Program Enrollment and Benefit Information Guide. Non-discrimination. There are various laws, regulations, and rules against unlawful discrimination. If you feel you have been discriminated against, you may file a complaint. The contact information for filing a complaint is found under the Civil Rights section of the Program Enrollment and Benefit Information Guide. Confidentiality. You have the right to have your case information kept in a confidential, secure manner. We will not discuss your case with anyone who is not authorized to receive the information. If you decide later you would like to add a person to be authorized to discuss your case, you should submit a written statement naming the individual. Social Security numbers. Social Security numbers will be used to check information you provided against information held by other federal, state, and local agencies, and when contacting appropriate persons, companies, and agencies to verify the information you provided. Voter registration. Job and Family Services agencies are designated voter registration agencies. We can help you register to vote or to update your current registration. This is an extra service that the agency provides, and it has no effect on your eligibility for benefits. For more information or help with voter registration, please visit myohiovote.com. The Ohio Works First program is a financial assistance program which provides cash assistance to needy families with minor children for up to 36 months. As a condition of eligibility for OWF requirements, the adults or minor head of household may be required to participate in a work activity. Work activities can include the county-approved on-the-job training, community service, and/or education. You should also inform your caseworker of any employment barriers you may have, such as transportation, childcare, and medical or physical limitations. Eligible adults or minor head of households must sign a self-sufficiency contract. Failure to sign the self-sufficiency contract or failure to comply with the terms of the contract will result in termination of benefits for the household. A job quit without just cause results in the imposition of a 6-month period of ineligibility for OWF. Reporting requirements for cash programs. You are required to report within 10 days any change in household circumstances, such as a change of address, income, or household members. A list of changes to report is found under the Rights and Responsibilities section of the Program Enrollment Benefits Information Guide. Reporting requirements for SNAP. you are required to report when your monthly income exceeds 130% of the federal poverty level within 10 days following the end of the month in which the changes occurs. The 130% income limit for your household size will be listed on the notice you will receive by mail. The income limits are also listed on the food assistance change reporting form attached in your program enrollment and benefit information guide. You are required to report when you or any member of your household wins $4,250 or more before withholdings in lottery or gambling winnings within 10 days following the end of the month in which the change occurred. In Ohio, lottery or gambling winnings are a cash payout won in a single game and may include but are not limited to payouts from casinos, racinos, slot machines, poker, keno, and other forms of gambling. A household is not eligible to participate in SNAP when a member of the household has substantial lottery or gambling winnings. Your household remains ineligible until it meets the allowable income and resource eligibility requirements. You will receive an interim report form in the month 5 of your 12-month certification period to provide updated information of your circumstances. If your interim report is not completed, signed, and submitted on the 15th day of the month it was issued, you will receive a reminder notice. You must complete and sign your interim report or reminder notice to the county by the end of the month it was issued of your SNAP benefits will be discontinued. In addition to the SNAP reporting requirements, able-bodied adults without dependents are also required to report within 10 days following the month in which the change occurs when their work hours fall below 20 hours weekly or 80 hours average monthly. Failure to fulfill a reporting requirement may result in the loss of your benefits. Benefit issuance and use. The Ohio Direction Card is used for SNAP benefits. Cash assistance is issued on the EPI card. If you have not previously received a card, you will receive the card in the mail. If you do not receive the card, contact the Ohio Direction Card customer service at 866-386-3071 for SNAP benefits. For cash assistance, contact the EPI card customer service at 866-320-8822. If you previously received an Ohio Direction Card or EPI card but no longer have it, contact the customer service number to request a replacement card. The EPI card can be used at MasterCard member banks, ATMs, and most retailers that accept MasterCard. It cannot be used at liquor stores, casinos, gambling establishments that provide adult-oriented entertainment in which performers disrobe or perform in an unclosed state for your entertainment. SNAP benefits are to be used only for the purchase of food. Do not use SNAP benefits to buy non-food items such as alcoholic drinks, tobacco, etc. Do not use your SNAP benefits to purchase or sell firearms or controlled substances. Do not sell, trade, or purchase SNAP benefits. Do not use someone else's SNAP benefits for your household. You can be disqualified from the SNAP program for any of these violations. Penalty warning. Do not give false information or hide information to get or continue to receive benefits. If you purposely gave wrong information during an interview, your benefits may be denied or terminated, and legal action may be taken against you. If you receive benefits you should not have gotten, you may be ordered to repay the benefits. You may be charged with fraud. You may be fined up to $250,000 or sent to prison up to 20 years or both. You may be prohibited from receiving benefits in the future. This information is found under the Food Assistance Penalty Warning section of the Program Enrollment and Benefit Information Guide. Compliance with quality control reviews. Cases are chosen at random throughout the state to make sure people are eligible for assistance they receive and that they are receiving the correct amount. If your case is chosen for a quality control review, you must be cooperative. If you refuse to cooperate with the review, your benefits may be terminated. SNAP work registration rights and responsibilities. SNAP offers nutrition assistance to eligible low-income individuals and families. As a condition of eligibility for SNAP, household members may be required to register for work. If you meet any of the following, you are exempt from the work registration requirements: an individual younger than 16 years old, an individual 60 years old or older, a parent or other assistance group member responsible for the care of a dependent child under 6 years old in or out of the home, a parent or other AG member responsible for the care of an incapacitated person, a person receiving unemployment compensation benefits or who has applied for and is complying with the requirements of the unemployment compensation application process. An individual as determined by the county agency to be physically or mentally unfit for employment temporarily or permanently. An individual applying for SSI and SNAP simultaneously at the local Social Security Administration office, a regular participant in a drug, addiction, or alcoholic treatment and rehab program, resident or non-resident basis, a student enrolled at least half-time in any recognized school, training program, or institution of higher education, an individual subject to and complying with an OWF work requirement, an individual employed and working a minimum of 30 hours weekly or receiving weekly earnings equal to the federal minimum wage multiplied by 30 hours, an individual self-employed and working a minimum of 30 hours weekly or receiving weekly earnings equal to the federal minimum wage multiplied by 30 hours, an individual applying for an in receipt of SNAP benefits who are not exempt from work registration is required to respond to a request for supplemental information regarding employment status or availability for work. Report to an employer when referred by the county agency unless the potential employment is unsuitable. Accept a bona fide offer of substantial employment when referred by the county agency. Continue suitable employment until it is no longer considered suitable, the individual is terminated for reasons beyond the individual's control, or the individual becomes exempt from work registration, and participate in an appraisal sign of employability plan, and participate in the SNAP employment and training program if the individual is an able-bodied adult without dependents. Work registrants who fail or refuse without good cause to meet the work registration requirements listed above will be sanctioned. Good cause includes circumstances beyond the individual's control, such as, but not limited to, illness, illness of another assistance group member, requiring the presence of the member, an assistance group emergency, the unavailability of transportation, the lack of adequate child care for children who have reached age 6 but are not under age 12, or domestic violence. Within 60 days of applying for SNAP, if an applicant has voluntarily quit a job of 30 hours or more per week without good cause, or a reduction of work hours to less than 30 per week, or to a level that results in earning less than the federal minimum wage times 30 hours per week without good cause, they shall be found ineligible for assistance for a specified time or period. If a recipient of SNAP voluntarily quits a job of 30 hours or more per week without good cause, or a reduction of work hours to less than 30 hours per week, or to a level that results in earning less than federal minimum wage times 30 hours per week without good cause, they should be placed on a sanction. In addition to the reasons listed above, good cause for leaving employment includes the following: discrimination by an employer based on age, race, sex, color, handicap, religious beliefs, national origin, or political beliefs, work demands or conditions that render continued employment unreasonable, such as working without being paid on schedule, acceptance of employment by the individual or enrollment by the individual in any recognized school, training program, or institution of higher education on at least half-time basis that requires the individual to leave employment, or acceptance by any other assistance group member of employment or enrollment at least half-time in any recognized school, training program, or institution of higher education in another county or similar political subdivision, which that requires the assistance group to move and thereby require the individual to leave employment, resignations by persons under the age of 60, which that are recognized by the employer as retirement, employment that becomes unsuitable after the acceptance of such employment, acceptance of a bona fide offer of employment of more than 30 hours a week or in which the weekly earnings are equivalent to the federal minimum wage multiplied by 30 hours that because of circumstances beyond the control of the individual substantially either does not materialize or results in unsuitable. Leaving a job in connection with patterns of unemployment in which workers frequently move from one employer to another, such as migrant farm labor or construction work. When good cause is questionable and the assistant group fails or refuses to provide verification of the questionable information, good cause shall not be determined. Employment is considered unsuitable under any of the following forms. The wage offered is less than the highest of the applicable federal or state minimum wage or 80% of the federal minimum wage. If neither the federal nor the state minimum wage is applicable, the employment offered is on a piece rate basis, and the average hourly yield the employee can reasonably be expected to earn is less than the applicable hourly wage. The assistance group member, as a condition of the employment and continuing employment, is required to join, resign form, or refrain from joining any legitimate labor organization. The work offered is at a site subject to a strike or lockout at the time of the offer unless the strike has been enjoined under Section 208 of the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947, 29 U.S.C. 141. 6-1947, or unless an injunction has been issued under Section 10 of the Railway Labor Act of 1926, 45 U.S.C. 151-10-1996, or any other criteria established by your county agency. A work registrant is also an able-bodied adult without dependents unless the individual is any of the following: under 18 years old, 50 years of age or older, a parent, natural, adoptive, or step of an assistance group member, eligible or ineligible, who is under age 18, residing in an assistance group where an assistance group member, ineligible or eligible, is under age 18, medically certified to be physically or mentally unfit for employment, temporarily or permanently, or pregnant. If you are an ABOD, you are required to comply with the work registration requirement above, participate in the SNAP employment and training program, and meet the ABOD work requirement. The ABOD work requirement can be met by doing one of the following: work 20 hours per week in exchange for money, goods, or services, in-kind work, or verified unpaid work average monthly. Unpaid work is defined as doing or performing something for which no compensation is received and that benefits the community or a member of the community that you do not reside with. Participate in and comply with requirements of a work program, example the SNAP employment and training program, a workforce program through an Ohio Means Job Center for 20 or more hours per week, any combination of working and participating in a work program for a total of 20 hours or more per week, or participating in and complying with a work experience program as assigned by the county agency. You are required to report to the county agency within 10 days following the month in which the change occurs. If your work hours fall below 20 hours weekly or 80 hours average monthly, if you do not meet the ABOD work requirement without good cause during any 3 months in a 36-month period, you will be ineligible to receive SNAP benefits. Good cause is determined by your county agency and includes circumstances beyond your control, such as, but not limited to, illness of another assistance group member requiring your presence in assistance group emergency, or the unavailability of transportation. If your SNAP benefits are terminated or denied for receiving 3 of the 36 months, you can regain eligibility during this time period by meeting the work requirements for 30 days or meeting an exemption, after which you remain eligible to receive SNAP for as long as you continue to meet the work requirements or meet an exemption. If your failure is related to SNAP employment and training requirements, you will be sanctioned. SNAP Employment and Training Program. If you are an ABOD, you are required to participate in SNAP and ENT. You will be required to attend an appraisal where the county agency will assess your skills and barriers and assign you to an employment and training activity. This activity will be documented in an employability plan. As a SNAP ENT participant, your rights include, but are not limited to, receiving copies of all employability plans, notification of the right to request a state hearing on issues related to SNAP ENT and failure or refusal to participate, non-discrimination in SNAP ENT assignments, receiving supportive services for unauthorized SNAP ENT activity, filing a cancellation request, and accepting employment pursuant to the work registration requirements listed above. As a SNAP ENT participant, your responsibilities include but are not limited to reporting to the appraisal and other appointments with the county agency program staff or providers, reporting to the appraisal and other appointments with the county agency program staff or provider, reporting to the work experience program, education, training, supportive service, or job search sites at the scheduled dates and times, obeying the rules at the work site, following instructions, and otherwise demonstrating acceptable work habits and behavior, providing the county agency with information relevant to securing or retaining employment, and providing supplemental information as requested, notifying the immediate supervisor, other designated individual, or the county agency staff of the reason for non-participation as scheduled, participating in SNAP ENT activities for the scheduled number of hours as assigned, accepting necessary supportive services determined to be needed for participation, reporting any changes which would affect the individual's ability to participate in SNAP ENT, providing the county agency with documentation of attendance and participation in a SNAP ENT activity as requested, providing a good cause reason for non-participation, contacting the county agency unless otherwise instructed by the county agency if a monthly scheduling notice or the participant expenses allowance has not been received, reporting to a job site, to an employer for a scheduled job interview, or to any related subsequent interviews or testing appointments when they're referred by the county agency or its designee, accepting a bona fide offer of employment pursuant to the work registration requirements listed above, signing and complying with the eligibility plan developed by the county agency, failure or refusal without good cause to participate in an employment and training program to the extent required by the county agency will result in a sanction. The good cause criteria for work registration failures described above applies to ENT failures as well. Domestic violence. If you are an OWF and or SNAP recipient and you are a victim of domestic violence, some program requirements can be temporarily waived, meaning they will not apply to you. This could include being temporarily excused from a work requirement or cooperating with child support rules and or continuing to receive OWF beyond the 36-month time limit. For further information regarding your benefits, please consult your program enrollment and benefit information guide.